I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. Rural hospitals and health clinics often come with some of the sickest and oldest patients operating on razor-thin margins. Some care providers worry their job could get even tougher. As part of an occasional series, the Ohio Valley Resource explores the potential effects of ending the Affordable Care Act. Mary Meehan reports that repealing Obamacare could leave rural health care in a crisis.
Mike Cottle runs Mountain Comprehensive Care Corporation in 5 eastern Kentucky counties. Many of his 30,000 patients gained insurance through Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. No one knows if or when those folks might lose coverage, but Cottle says the impact could be considerable.
I don't want to be a chicken little that the sky has fallen, but on the other hand, neither do I want to stick my head in the sand.
Cottle runs a federally qualified health center providing primary and preventive care like doctor's visits and vaccinations. President Donald Trump's pick of Tom Price as Secretary for Health and Human Services is worrisome, says Cottle. Price supports big changes in Medicaid and Medicare.
Certainly gives us concerns as to how it will impact community health centers in general and us in particular here in Kentucky.
There are hundreds of federally qualified health centers in West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio, and there are hundreds of rural hospitals providing inpatient and emergency care. Michael Topchick works for iVantage, a healthcare research group. He says it's a system in jeopardy.
And right now, I think we're at a nadir in terms of the ability of that safety net to provide that access in a way that meets local folks' needs.
The problem is that both health centers and hospitals are dependent on federal dollars to survive. In Kentucky, they receive about 70% of their revenue from Medicare and Medicaid. Elizabeth Cobb of the Kentucky Hospital Association says financial constraints are forcing rural hospitals to close.
There's been an increase in the loss of rural hospitals nationwide. That's certainly true, and it's very alarming.
Transportation is a practical challenge in rural areas, Cobb says, but you can also lose something intangible, having to leave home.
And it can separate you from your family and from your support community, both physical support and emotional support.
Topchick says as medical technology gets more expensive, a hometown hospital may need to shift to only providing emergency services and outpatient care. Cottle agrees times have changed.
I wish it was like the old days of Marcus Welby, where a person would walk in and they would see a doctor, and it never did show anyone paying a bill.
But Cottle just spent $350,000 for a 3D mammogram machine. And Topchick says the threat to rural health care is often absent from the national debate.
It is a tale of two cities, isn't it? There's just not an even distribution. Our country is clearly divided on a rural and urban front.
Teresa Fleming is Mountain Comp financial officer. She doesn't see Trump bringing coal jobs back. And she says coal families in her community will suffer under an ACA repeal.
The Affordable Care Act came at the right time. I mean, basically correlated with the mine layoffs. So that gave, like I said, our patients safety, or at least some security that they would have, you know, some type of coverage so they could go see their providers.
It's a security under threat in a shifting healthcare landscape that could also threaten healthcare jobs, often the biggest source of well-paying jobs still available in rural communities. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.